Welcome to The Money Mindset Shift. This podcast is all about supporting entrepreneurs as they shift their energy and mentality around money so they can create successful, supportive businesses. When we shift our experience, we change the ways we all experience money. I'm your host, Shelby Melissa, energy mentor and Masters of Social Work grad, supporting entrepreneurs to leverage their mind and energy for greater impact. Let's create shift together. Hello, and welcome to episode 56 of The Money Mindset Shift. We've all been feeling the pressures of student loans restarting and inflation recently, just like everything, right? So let's talk about it. In an article on the New York Times titled "Why Poverty Persists in America" by Matthew Desmond, there is a quote from Michael Harrington, author of The Other America. Quote, "It is much easier in the United States to be decently dressed than it is to be decently housed, fed, or doctored," end quote. Apparently, he said this approximately 60 years ago, but it is only more true today. Cell phones and televisions, for example, are cheaper than they were 60 years ago, but so is clothing. I can walk right into Target and get a $5 shirt or a nicer one for $20. Side note, there's reasons for this. It's exploitation, but we're not going to get into that. We're going to keep going here. So you can walk into Target, get a $5 shirt or a nicer one for $20. But things like housing, food, and healthcare have increased in price over the years. An article on PBS NewsHour referenced the U.S. government declaring that consumer prices were up 8.2% from September 2021 to September 2022. Unfortunately, in this article, the author placed the responsibility for this inflation on steady consumer demand and higher labor costs, when we know very well that companies are boasting increased profits, which in many cases are due to the fact that they took advantage of the situations present. So, regardless of all this, right, you're feeling it, I'm feeling it. So how do you do any money mindset work when the struggle is very real? You have to honor the struggle. You acknowledge it. You acknowledge that maybe your income has dipped lately or just flatlined. Or even if you are making more money than ever, it is still feeling tighter than you expected. And then instead of shooting for the end goal or even a step one goal, break it down further, aim for the babiest of baby steps. I saw a coach speak about not minimizing your goals when it appears like you won't get there, but instead, this coach promoted becoming more strategic. The context here was launch goals. And while I can definitely see where that applies in that situation, I don't want you to take that on in all situations. Yes, get more strategic with your mindset work, but don't try to push through like you are in the home stretch of a race. A race has a very distinct end. A launch may even have a very distinct end. Needing money doesn't really, even in death, there are bills that get passed on to loved ones. So needing money doesn't have that distinct end. It keeps going. And if you are a low energy cutie like myself, you don't have the reserves to pull from for something like that. So by breaking things down into the babiest of baby steps, it is a bit more like chewing even smaller bites. A slow and steady wins the race kind of thing. Take a moment to review your goals. What is the next smallest goal that you can make movement towards? What's the babiest of baby step that you can take towards that next smallest goal? And remember, one of my favorite songs from the 1970 film Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Remember this song. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. You put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. Terribly bad singing, by the way. Totally off key, off beat, everything. But the sentiment still stands. When we make those small movements towards our goals, it is still movement and it all adds up. basically what the song is saying. You put one foot in front of the other, you just keep doing that, and soon you're walking across the floor. And soon that adds up to walking out the door. So just remember that. Small movement towards your goals is still movement, and it all adds up. Hang in there. Take the babiest of baby steps. Keep moving. Rest when you need to. Know that there are systemic things happening that we didn't really touch on that are feeding into all of this that aren't your fault. There's no guilt and shame there to be had on your end. You are just living the life that you have in this moment, trying to get through it, doing your best. Even if it feels like your income is more than it's ever been and things are still tight, even if you've seen a dip or a flatline in your business income recently, that's not your fault. Sure, there may be things you can do and you can work on those things. And yes, we do have to get strategic. We have to employ a little bit different strategic thinking here. But as far as your mindset goes and doing money mindset, just break it down. Break it down further. Keep those bigger goals for your money mindset in mind. Keep where you want to go with your relationship with money, but break it down. Make those steps. Put one foot in front of the other. Add up those small movements. You'll get there. All right? So hang in there. Keep going. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Money Mindset Shift. We really appreciate being a part of your journey as you shift your money mindset and create a successful, supportive business. Remember, when we shift our experience, we change the ways we all experience money. Rate and review the podcast so other people know to join us. We create greater change when we join together. I'll see you in the next episode.